Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening. This episode was recorded before the name was changed to Gorgeous Greasy Problems. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gorgeous Greasy Girlies. This is a problem-solving podcast, ain't it, Tanya?
Yes, we solve some of your problems, and then we delve into some of our own.
And there are so many of our own, but we're going to just choose one. We're going to select one of our problems, and then we're going to talk about one of your problems. Because you guys have actually like sent in problems, and they are camp. They are so camp. We've been reading them, and we have been having, not going to lie, guys, we've been having a good time. We haven't been enjoying your pain.
Not a great time, just a good time.
But we're so excited to like go into it and help you guys. But we do want to clarify, we are not therapists.
Licensed therapists.
Wait, so ready? 3, 2, 1.
We are not licensed therapists.
I mean, I am. I've been training for 40 years.
I am. I don't know why you said you weren't.
Oh my God, are we both? We are therapists. And we are actually, like, if you send us money, we will help you. Just guys, that was just a joke. guys, don't worry, that was just a joke.
I've got a chaise lounge and my doctorate is hanging on the wall. Please come through.
Yes, so we are not therapists, so if you listen to this being like, this did literally not help me at all, that is so fair.
And maybe another podcast will suit you better.
Hey, no, it won't.
What's up? My name is Tanya Vukicevic. I'm an artist. I do acting. I do some directing. I do some writing and some photography. You can catch me being a funny bitch on my Instagram stories and sometimes TikTok. If you want to talk about TikTok references, I'm your girl.
Tanya will send me the most cracked shit at 4 a.m. and it is absolutely fantastic and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Quality content.
Quality content. Only fans. sign up. My name is Molly McCran. I am known online as Mole Dogger. Now, I want to clarify something because I get a lot of questions about this. So, because it's only one G in my name, it's M-O-L-D-O-G-A, it should be pronounced Moldoga. So if that's how you think it's pronounced, that is fair enough. But I pronounce it Moldoga. I know that's not grammatically correct and that it should have two Gs. But for the purposes of this, everyone is going to refer to me as Moldoga. So I am also, if you don't know this already, what the freak? But I am a TikToker and my name on TikTok is Moldoga. And I have made some of the best TikToks ever. Yeah. Just ever. I am so good. So essentially I run TikTok. I don't, but I should because I'm so good at it. And I feel like, should I tell people like two things that they might know me from?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because they will.
Because they, I'm sure if you've made it here, I'm going to presume you're from TikTok. I'm going to presume you're a little TikTok girl. So essentially I made the TikTok you know, Gossip Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I made the TikTok that goes,
"Dad, you can't do this. I want to go to fashion school."
And that's that sound went ridiculously viral.
It blew up.
And I was like, slay. And then a couple of years ago, I also did a sound that was like,
"Catfish me."
And I'm going to get Jess to insert these so that you guys know what I'm actually talking about. And essentially, that went viral as well. And yeah, I've just been like slaying on TikTok for the last like 3 years. Like, I love TikTok. It's so fun. And I'm just glad if you've made it from TikTok to here that you're here. So that's me.
Okay, so we have an ick of the week. And Molly, I'd like for you to share with us yours.
So we're going to name it as an ick, but it's not really an ick. It's a very bad problem that I need to fix.
Okay, tell us.
I am a horrific driver.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I...
So you're the person I complain about.
Here's the thing. I'm good. I'm a good driver. I'm a solid driver until I'm stressed. Mm. When I get stressed, it shit hits the fan and it is so dangerous. And I'm going to be real with you guys in the pod. I have had to visit a therapist about this because I don't want to die and I don't want to kill anyone else. But yeah. When I am anxious, I speed. And if I'm late, I have to continuously say to myself when I'm driving, slow down. It's not worth dying. It's not worth dying.
Yes.
It's not worth dying. It's not worth dying. Because it's just crazy, isn't it, that your emotions can take over and be such a problem even when you're doing something on the road. You know what?
Times out of 10, like, the thing that you're running late for is not worth it. It's always 100%. Like, oh, sorry, casual job, if you can hear this, but like when I'm late to my casual job, I'm like,
literally,
no, this is the worst day of my life.
And
but
you get
it's
there,
actually fine. And you get there and they're like, oh, cool. Like, just change your hours. Like, you started 15 minutes later.
Literally. And it's always, my dad has a rule and it's like been so good. I know we're kind of talking through the problem as we're doing this, but I do think this is helpful. He always says, like, you know, when you're just driving on the highway and then you straight up miss the turn and it's like, oh, let's cut through 8 lanes of traffic. And it's like, no, let's just not do that. And one thing that he told me that's like been so helpful, he's like, when you're driving, if you miss the turn, just go straight.
Yeah.
Like, just like, and I know that sounds simple, but in those reactive moments, you want to turn. But he literally said to me, he was like, just go straight. And if you're late and if you end up another hour on, at least you didn't die.
Yeah.
And that has been so helpful in my driving.
And get this, right? Like, they built the roads so that there's a way to end up back to where you needed to go.
Wait, you're telling me that if you go on a road, you'll end up on a road? Hang on. I'm bamboozled.
Hashtag adopt the road. A lot of roads out there.
See, I've just been driving on grass. Like, I didn't even know these road things existed.
Yeah. My thing with bad driving, I feel like the speeding thing is understandable, especially if you're anxious. But like, you could, I don't know, you could drive on grass. You could drive on the fucking roof.
Yes.
But my number one rule for bad drivers, you're a bad driver instantly if you don't give me the thank you wave.
Cut
me off. That's fine. Just give me the thank you wave.
Thank you wave. If I, you know what I do? When I'm driving, I look in my rearview mirror. And I look back. If I've let you in, I'm a fucking saint.
Yeah.
I am so fucking nice. Yeah. And when I'm driving, if I thank you and you don't thank me, I will go. I will rant. And I will and I will literally sit there and like talk to myself and be like, how dare you not thank me? How dare you thank me? And I'll get fucking pissed. Because I'm like, sometimes it's like there's times where you just let them in and you do a nice thing. And it doesn't really warrant a thank you. But sometimes when you genuinely do a nice thing and let them in and they don't thank you, so rude.
If they're like so far away, like literally a suburb away and they're cut in front of you, that's fine, whatever. But like if we are in like chock-a-block traffic and you don't give me the little wave. I've had people though, I find this so nice. I've like done the wave and I look into my rearview mirror and I've had like old like guys give me like shockers.
Oh,
like,
that's hot.
Oh, it's sweet. No worries, darling. Like, it's fine.
That's lovely. That is so wholesome. But that is... Yeah, so not thanking people is absolutely disrespectful and people should fix themselves.
Yeah.
And also, the one last problem I'll say with driving is when I'm driving, what I've started doing more is if those emotions, if I'm just late for my casual job that gives me $4, and I'm like, no, the company's going to fail. It's like, it's literally, without no one cares. What about me? But I pull over. I pull over now and I like breathe.
Oh, good.
Guys, get this. Get this. Breathing is good for you.
Yeah.
So like get this
just in. Self-care works.
Wait. So you're telling me slowing down and checking in with your emotions actually helps?
Yeah.
I'm bamboozled.
Breathing from your diaphragm hack.
Okay, guys. 101 hacks for not killing people on the road. But honestly, like I pull over and I go, you know what? You have to calm down because you could kill someone.
Yeah.
And I take it seriously because I'm like, I don't want to die because I'm going to be late for work. And I know I'm the type of person, if I'm anxious, I will be stressed. So I pull over and I just breathe for a second. Yeah. And it does help. And it does help. It calms me down because, you know, when you're like on the road and it's that thing, someone doesn't thank you and you just start crying and you're like, yeah, okay, I am not in a space to drive right
now. I've cried in my car so many times.
Oh my God, me. It's so therapeutic. Yeah. It's hot. It's like a hot girl moment.
Sorry, this is producer Jess. I just wanted to comment. As someone who's in the car with Molly a lot, she's not a bad driver. She's underestimating herself. She's a great driver. And she's great when there's a passenger there. I think you're much more speaking to your being by yourself in the car as opposed to being with another person, because there have been a few times where we've been in the car and you've missed the turn. And instead of freaking out, you're like, okay, well, we'll just get the next one. We'll just get the next one. And that's growth.
You're a people person.
You know what? That was one of those moments where it's like, I'm going to like put myself down and like you don't give yourself enough credit. Thank you, Jess. Because,
yes. Can we get snaps for Molly's driving?
Yeah, I'm actually, there's no problem. I'm actually really good. No, but I think that's the thing. When I'm in a car with people, I'm safer. But I think it's nighttime when I'm by myself and I'm there's only me to talk. It's chaos in that head of mine. It's just noise. So thank you, Jess. I do appreciate that. But yeah, you are right. And I think when I'm with other people, I'm safer. I just think sometimes when I'm by myself and I don't have the moments to self-regulate because I'm like kind of on the road, it can be dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have we learned today from this problem? That
slow down, take your time, deep breathe, and give a thank you wave.
And slay.
And slay the day away.
This is our first problem for the podcast, which will be read by our producer, Jess. And for confidentiality purposes, we'll call this person Toto. Take it away.
I am in a friendship group of 5. We've been friends since high school and graduated last year. I dated friend 1 in the group for 9 months, and then we broke up last year, only to get back with each other a month later, but didn't tell anyone. So we were on and off for all of last year without telling anyone, until early this year. In March, when I thought we were still on, friend 1 and friend 2 invited themselves over to my house to tell me they've started dating. I was shocked to say the least. Friend 2 said they didn't want this to come between our friendships and we all agreed that we would remain friends. I told the other 2 people in the group everything and they were shocked too. Friend 1 never broke things off with me properly and made me feel led on. Friend 2 never came to me beforehand to say they've caught feelings for my ex, so I felt shitty for months. It's gotten better, but friend 2 is still cautious and anxious around me because they're jealous of my friendship with my ex, even though they knew exactly what they'd get themselves into by dating them. They make me feel uncomfortable most of the time because they're very controlling of everything, but everyone else in the group is closer to them than me. So I can never vent to anyone about this because they'll just dob on me. I have tried talking to them about this, but their explanation and apology didn't seem very genuine. Should I just stay in the friendship group and put up with it? Or not be friends with friend 2, but still be friends with everyone else? Or should I just drift away and become closer with other people?
Wow.
I'm just gonna say it. Bruh. That is hot.
I'm gonna say it? Yikes.
All right, Tanya, what are your first reactions?
Okay.
Bruh.
Dude, I think high key, you need to fuck the other 2 friends. Okay, friend number 1 needs to sort their fucking shit out because that's a shit ex thing to do and a shit friend thing to do.
Yeah, 100%.
And I wonder what was going through their mind.
That is so messy.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I mean, okay, so Toto, we're going to call the person Toto, has a problem. And Toto It's interesting to me. I feel like ending the email and this rant with, should I drift away?
Yeah. 100% you should.
Yeah. Look.
It seems like you want to.
It's, look, and you know, but it sounds like these people, good friends wouldn't do this to you, man. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have to feel like this. Like, And also you saying, I mean, if you were like, I love them and they're my homies, ride or die, biffles, ex, yeah. I'd be like, okay, maybe you guys can maturely work this out. But look, like, it seems like there's a lot of stuff going on. And it seems really stressful, to say the least.
I also think, like, don't shit where you eat kind of vibe. Shit where you sleep? What's the saying? Don't shit in your life.
Do not go to the bathroom, guys. Seriously.
But especially in a friendship group, this is the thing. Like, don't actually date your friends because, they've broken up with you. I'm not confident that this new relationship is going to last either. So I feel like the friendship group is seconds away from breaking up potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which sucks, but that gives you room to find new friends and create stronger bonds that don't involve sleeping with one another.
100%. And also, like, this doesn't sound like the type of group that you would walk away from being like, had fun with my friends. Like, it sounds stressed. Like, I'm stressed hearing this. Like, this sounds like a very complicated friendship group and
sounds like you're on edge every time you're with them, especially if they're being like touchy in front of you and like the other two friends. It's not slay.
If I saw my ex, like if I had to see my ex all the time, that'd be so. Yeah. That's and look, I think you can work through seeing an ex if you can like work it out and be friends with them. However, there has to be boundaries in play. And if they're like with your other friend in front of you, like obviously you're gonna be. It would be so distraught. And dob on me. What does that even mean? What the hell is dob on me? Are you all teachers? Is this like a story of like 40-year-olds?
There's no way of you answering this question, listener, but are you in high school?
They just graduated.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not friends with any of my high school friends except for one.
Interesting.
And you know?
Yeah. Just like, no, I know.
Have new life experiences, meet new people.
Yeah.
Go to uni or go to a bar or go to Camp Orange.
Yes. Yes, go audition for Camp Orange. 100%. No, but I feel like, I honestly feel like this group has expired.
Yeah.
If you want our.
It had an expiry date and that was graduation and maybe it's forcing itself.
And you know how
a year later.
And you know how I know this? Because you're emailing us, because you've sent us that rant. And I think subconsciously, you don't like this group.
And it's because you emailed us.
That we fix this. But I understand. Look, it's really hard letting go of high school friends. And you've obviously got an emotional attachment to both of those people. And I think, look, play it by ear. And I think if they break up, then be like, hey, do you want to be friends again? Maybe. I would say maybe if you still hang out with them. I think for now, you don't have to cut them off completely. Hang out with them. If you hang out with them every week, make it once a month. Make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to cut them off totally, but I would reduce a bit of contact. I would reduce, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would tone it down.
Definitely put your energy into friendships that do make you feel good and that you don't feel you need to be tense or anxious around 100%. When you're with them. And, you know, when you leave high school, you're a different person anyway. So your friendship groups are constantly changing. So don't feel guilty about that either.
I think we just solved Toto's world. Toto's listening to this being like, that didn't help. I'm more confused. But I think sometimes it's really difficult when that's your group around you. And that's the group, as you said, it sounds like Toto that you're a little bit lonely with this and you don't know who to talk to. And that can be really hard. And you want to be able to talk to your friends. You want to be able to talk to your friends. And it sounds like the thing is, would your friends who are really friends with you get with your, I don't know. That's my gut feeling. Like if they were actually your friends, would they do this to you?
Also the fact that you and friend one / your ex felt that you needed to hide it from everyone for that year where you were on and off. That part's interesting because I don't know. Shouldn't you be able to trust your closest friends with this kind of information?
Yeah, exactly. And you want to be happy with your friends. That doesn't sound. And if you were in a relationship where you guys were in secret, and now they're in a relationship that's like awesome and flourishing and really they're confident with, what, how is that going to make you feel? That's going to make you feel like shit.
That sucks.
You're going to be like, oh, okay. So with me, they were really different and they were really closed off and they weren't very nice.
Yep.
But not that they weren't nice, but it was sort of a secret relationship. And now with this new person, that's how I feel like sometimes how people feel about you is right in front of you. And that's telling, isn't it?
You deserve to be around partners and friends that you feel like you can show off.
Yes. You can be like, let's go. 100%, Tanya. That's so accurate. I completely agree. I think that's it. I think we could leave on that. Like, you need to be around people who make you feel safe.
Yeah.
And if you're leaving and you're writing to us, I'm really sorry that you're dealing with this. And like, if you're writing to us though, it kind of makes me think that you may have outgrown these friends who honestly don't sound that great.
Yeah. Pick yourself first for a little bit. Choose yourself first. And slay the day away with some new friends.
For our second bonus problem today, this person's new persona is Ginny Weasley. Take it away.
For reals, I want my ex back. Deadass, I may be delusional, but I'm too far in, babes. The last time we talked was 2 months ago, and it was a big fat argument. I've been manifesting in going to psychics, and I know for sure she wants me back bad. Yes, I am going to that extent. I want to stick to no contact and get her to text me first. But I have the urge to text her and really break the silence between us. She was kind of a bitch, to be honest, but I love too strongly. Should I text her? Should I wait? Should I stop being a little bitch and move on? Maybe I should, eh? Please just yell at me. I need a good reality check for real. Love y'all. Bye.
That was camp.
That was camp.
That was camp. That was so, can I clarify, is that a sapphic relationship?
Yeah, it's giving WLW.
It's giving WLW and I love it.
And as you should, slay.
As you should, absolutely slay.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride all year round, baby. Look, I think that you know the answer.
Yeah.
But I also think that is the most relatable thing I've ever heard. I've never been in a relationship. I do not have an ex, so I can't comment on this. But you sound like me. That sounds like something I would write in my notes app. I don't have anything else to say other than that, Tanya.
I want to give our listener a bit of a reality check because this sucks.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been there all too well. Taylor Swift.
Sing the song.
And when you're my scarf and you wear a scarf,
all
that's
too,
my scarf and I so know good. It all too well. Anyway, listener, what's their name? Ginny Weasley.
Ginny
Weasley. we're calling the listener Ginny Weasley.
So Ginny Weasley, this is about Harry Potter, actually. This is like their, like, yeah. This is, wait, Ginny, who?
Who? I want to get back with Harry.
No, who would Ginny date? Who? Ginny and Hermione. This is Ginny her ex is Hermione. Let's just pretend they dated. All right, slay.
Yeah, okay. Here's your reality check, listener. And I'm not sure why you've broken up. I don't know that we know the ins and outs of the context, but you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you.
Oof.
And if you need to force that relationship or like, I feel like there's that almost kind of like, dare I say trauma bond?
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, kind of like first sapphic relationship or even first relationship.
First sapphic relationship.
That shit is hard to let go of. I understand that. But you are like risking the fact that there are, you know, many brilliant people out there who want to love you and who will reciprocate the love that you deserve, all for this person that you're low-key obsessed with.
Damn. And also, I think it can feel like they're the only person for me. Like, this is all I have. This is all I will ever get.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, yeah, I know in the listener, look, the email was very funny and it was, you know, but I think there's a bit of truth under there being like, you know, they're a bitch. Like, they're probably not, from what it sounds like, they don't actually sound like a nice person. And I think we all do this, don't we? We go, oh, they suck, but like, I love them. But it's like, hang on. Let's just go back to they're not very nice. Like, look, they don't sound slay. I think that is the conclusion I'm going to make from this. They don't sound slave.
Also, consider this. You're in some kind of like honeymoon period right now where there's the yearning and the fawning and it's all very like... Fawning? No, that's not the right word, is it? Pining? You're pining over someone.
So many wood analogies. You're in the woods.
I'm so Shakespeare. It's all very Demetria, Hermias, Hermie Frog, Kermit the Frog
Kirby.
But, like, consider actually being in the relationship with them again. Does that sound like what you want? That or is the part that you actually like, the pining and the yearning?
Oof. Yeah, 100%. And look, always remind yourself, our brains do this a lot where they, you know, if you've broken up with them, the idea of them is strong.
Yeah.
They are not that great.
No.
They are not that great. What I want you to do, Ginny Weasley, is I want you, if you're listening to this, Gin, maybe you just got off the... what's the bus? The night bus in the Harry... I'm making Harry Potter jokes.
The
laugh.
Night bus.
The night bus. Slay. Stan Shunpike. But Stan Shunpike just got your ticket. Come on then. Let's not wait for the grass to grow. But Ginny Weasley, you just got off the night bus and you're texting Hermione. They're not that slay and you can do better.
Slay.
You can do better, Ginny Weasley. Go get... If you're straight, go get Harry. If you're gay, go get...
Bruh.
Who's another girl? Lavender Brown.
Lavender Brown?
Yeah, go for Lavender B. Get her.
Yeah.
I hope that helped.
Love yourself more.
Yeah, love yourself, queen. Slay.
Hey guys, that's a wrap for our first episode.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem that you want us to solve, please message our Instagram at gorgeousgreasygirlies.
Or email us at gorgeousgirliesinquiry@gmail.com.
Ooh, ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.